Bogen. I'm born in the Philippines, but I've been here more than 30 years.
Did you come from West Virginia?
Yes, yes, I came from West Virginia.
And what about you?
I'm Daniel Le Bogen. I was born and raised in the Philippines, and I've been here for about 22 years in West Virginia. First time I come here, I started in Marietta, Ohio.
Could you tell me a little bit about your family?
Well, it's hard to remember everything because it's been a long time. But
I think it's okay.
Well, where you come from,
your family,
yeah. But, you know, growing up, I mean, I grew up being poor. I mean, growing up in poverty. I mean, yes. I was an illegitimate child. My grandmother raised me because my mother cannot raise me because she don't have anything. So I was growing up with nothing. I remember when I was only 6 years old or 7 years old. Growing up, we don't have any electric. We use firewood to cook inside the house. And my grandparents, she had about like 12 sons and daughters. So it's about 12. Actually, it used to be 14 in a family, and two died when they were growing up. And they treated me as their own kid because they're raising me. And, you know, growing up being poor, it's very hard. I mean, there's a lot of time we don't have anything to eat. I go to school, barefoot, nothing, walk for about a mile, go to school, and come back home, still have nothing to eat. So pretty much all my uncles and aunties, I call them brother and sister because I grew up with them.
My parents do. We're always been in the business. Well, actually, we're like a vendor in the market. You know, we sell onions, we sell tomatoes in a cart. You know, we push the cart. That's when I decided to. I went to school as a hairdresser in the Philippines.
Okay.
We had a hard life too. We went through, you know, the reason why when we're pushing cart tomatoes, and then we go to different markets to sell the rest of it. And then, you know, when as an illegal vendor, then they'll go, the cops will go, you know, chase you. They will chase you. But, I sell vegetables in the market early morning, and then I go to school in the afternoon, you know. My first husband is an American, and he is in the military. That's how I met. I was working in a barbershop when I met. So, but you know, he's deceased. He just died last year. You know. That's how I end up here, because he brought me here in 1985. We get married in the Philippines in 1995, and he brought me here, and that's how I ended up in the hospital.
Okay.
our area and what they're doing for this town. Actually, we work on the same place, you know, but we don't know each other, but we work, inside the base, as a cook, right?
In a place.
Huh? Didn't you used to work in a restaurant?
Yes.
As an assistant cook, and then I worked inside the base as doing nails to those dependents, you know, like the military wives. Yes, that's what, you know.
But we don't know
each other. Then we met through Marietta Bible Center Church.
Okay.
Yes, because his dad is a missionary, and I go to church in Marietta. That's how we met. Yes, that's how we met.
Like I said, doing school, you gotta do everything to survive. Did everything I could, and after I graduated high school, I applied for a job in one restaurant in the Philippines, and that's back then when there used to be a U.S. Naval base in there.
U.S. base.
And they're looking for somebody for dishwasher, so I said, I don't care, as long as a job. And I start working as a dishwasher. I mean, we're busy all the time. And then the cook needs somebody to help with everything, so I start helping him out, cutting vegetables and other stuff. Then he quit. He went to get a job in Saudi Arabia or something like that. And so they put me as a cook. I said, like, well, I don't know anything, but I learned from them. You know, that's how, if you're willing, you will learn, you know. That's how I learn how to cook.
So were you making American dishes or Filipino dishes?
Both. Mm-hmm. American, because there's a, when American come to the restaurant, they were with their wives or, you know, with other people, Filipino, so we serve both of them, like American food and Filipino food at the same time.
Is there
not really, because, you know, in Philippines, as long it's prepared right, because we don't cook by measuring and everything, mm-hmm. It's by taste. That's how we, you know. And
no culinary art, no culinary cooking.
Yep.
We don't have culinary cooking.
Yep.
I think that's it. When you're able to do it without measuring, that's what you're expert.
By taste,
it's like home cooking.
And make mistakes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of the server will come back and say, "Hey, this still raw, this burned." You know, and that's how you learn. And I don't take that as that I don't get mad about it. I said I'll fix it. I'll take care of it. That's what I do, and that's how you learn. You cannot try to experiment everything, whatever, you know, that will work. That's the same thing when we started here, you know, it's more like we try first, see how it's going to work to American people. Yeah.
No, not we try. It's, you know, he started we decided to start because this was a carry-out then. So this has only been, it's not even a year.
Oh, really?
Yes, the restaurant is not even a year, but it's been 4 years just to take out. So we started just that used to be a storage building. And then him and our neighbor helped him, help our neighbor to fix that as a takeout. And that's how we start a little bit at the time. It's 4 years, and then this opened up, this was empty. This is an empty lot. And then that's why we end up buying it through the help of a local bank. you know. So.
All right. So
that's adobo. That's the adobo with the
rice.
The rice.
Pancit.
Pancit.
Bihon.
Okay. Pancit is traditional Filipino because it's rice noodles. And then in all of all our events, you know, Filipinos, they always have pancit because they said that's long life. You know, so there's all the traditional
especially for birthdays.
Specialties is the rice, which is rice. It's rice is noodles is gluten free. Right. But the only thing. Yes, the long noodles.
Actually,
because it's long.
Actually, Chinese was the one who brought that very good. So that's how
the noodles.
Yeah,
the noodles. But the rice noodles is made by by Filipinos.
It's also made by Chinese. Because
yeah?
It started in China. That's how they, you know, because they're very, Chinese like to eat noodles because they're very popular long life. And that's what I was telling earlier, this is the pork adobo. This is very popular dish in Philippines because it was introduced by Spanish during 16th or 17th century. For, you know, Spanish being there for 400 years. So this is basically what Spanish, how they preserve the meat. They use, first they use, they only use salt and vinegar back then, and then Chinese came, they introduced soy sauce. That's how Filipinos start mixing it up with soy sauce, and that's how they get all this blend and everything. So it's all the mixture pretty much of Spanish and Chinese.
Okay. And to add with that, the reason, you know, it's adobo, when people is really picky, you know, West Virginia, they just want meat and potatoes, and that's the best to try is meat and potatoes. The potatoes is actually from my late father because he wants to put adobo. With Filipinos don't say like potatoes and adobo, but he wants to introduce the potatoes. He's the one that, you know, add the potatoes on the adobo. But normally, adobo don't have potatoes. It's just onions and garlic, you know, and meat. Yes, yes, yes. West Virginia taste the meat and potatoes.
And this is what we call lumpia Shanghai, which we use term egg roll here in West Virginia. It's easy for people to recognize because it's
egg
all in a wrapper for flour wrapper.
Egg roll.
That's why, you know, but normally, basically, it's lumpia.
In the Philippines, it's famous for lumpia.
Yeah, which basically is also more for gatherings, like birthdays, and all other kind of things that they can celebrate. They have to have the pancit and the lumpia.
For a meal, as a dish.
Which is also brought in by Chinese. Yeah, I mean, the traditional thing is also brought in by Chinese. Everything basically is more Hispanic and Chinese culture type. I mean,
then the Philippines formulated it, you know, it's
different way.
Different way, you know what I mean? Different. So the Chinese is not the same. It looked like the Chinese, but it's not the same as Chinese.
Right.
You taste that, didn't you?
Yeah,
it's not
and
it's not the same as the, you know. And then our egg roll, or also our cabbage, our egg roll is, we cut them, you know, all here. It's all fresh. It's a fresh vegetable, and we wrap it in the egg roll wrapper. So we just have, basically, it's not like those you buy cut up vegetables. No. It's fresh vegetable and we cut them and then we roll. Yeah, even the pork or beef egg roll is the same way.
Okay. And are there certain ingredients that are in a lot of Filipino cuisines?
Not really. Basically, more you are more into vinegar and salsa. Basically, you know, it's because it's easy to fix. It's easy to give flavor, especially salsa. You know, and there's a lot of
there's some stuff. We use some mix from the Philippines.
Yes, but to you know to get some different
we ordered,
flavor.
Yeah,
yeah,
we order those.
But we have to watch whatever we have to use because we don't want to use a lot of MSG and things like that. So it's all basically
we don't use,
basically
we don't.
It's all natural, you know, salt and salt and
no preservative.
Yeah, that's one thing
no
we try not to, you know, use the preservative. So even my salt, I make my own salt.
You make your own salt. Every week.
From vegan salt and vegan salt. We basically make everything on it.
But our his trademark is the teriyaki and the chili salt. Because, you know,
that's how I get everything started.
Yeah. Even we start, because we started on the concession seller first.
Yes.
Yeah, we had the concession seller, and then then we opened this one.
Isn't that the most thing that people will try to learn?
Yes. Then also, the burrito.
That's what it is. That's why I said you gotta try everything to. It's like in culinary, you have to be creative. You have to try something different. So Alsan said you should try the burrito. So it's his idea. So I started it. He never thought it's gonna work.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically like what you get here, like the pork and dodo and the noodles
yeah.
and the rice.
Yeah.
Roll it on that tortilla wrapper.
Tortilla wrapper and make it a burrito.
Yeah.
I
mean,
so that's what we do on the taste of participle. Okay. Yes. Because it's something easy.
Right.
So you just, you know, you have the burrito and, you know,
do
it on the bed.
And you said sometimes that in other styles of adobo, there's pineapple and sometimes
bananas. You can fix. The only good thing about adobo, you can make anything you want on it. Like we do that on the burrito. A lot of people
spicy.
Like. A lot of people like that. You know, you can put that in anything. You can use it for pizza. You can do anything on the adobo. You can make a sandwich out of it. Anything that you want to do, as long as you fix it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because normally our adobo. The meat are so tender, because we cook that for a long time, and you know, and it's like,
it's so cold.
I mean, it's the meat are so tender, and it's, you know, I mean, when you try it, you can tell, it's a big difference.
And, in, Filipino cuisine, is there a lot of fish? Do you like fish?
Basically, yeah, a lot of Filipino like fish. We like fish. Because we like to see that's one reason why a lot of Filipino they live longer because we eat we balance our food we eat seafood we eat meat we eat vegetables it's not like you know like here in West Virginia they are afraid to find a fish because you know they especially they see the head of the eyeball, they think that the fish is looking at them. I said, you know, what we said, who's going to win, the fish or you? You know,
yeah.
I mean, it has to be balanced and everything. I mean, because if you just eat meat all the time, I mean, it's not really good for you. So you don't have all this balanced way of eating.
And we don't make, there's some traditional Filipino food that we don't want to introduce because it's not, you know, it don't look, for Filipinos, they love it. But for Americans, just the smell of it, it's just, they don't like it. You know, so that's why we don't want to, you know, for the first time to try the Filipino food, and then they're already, yeah. talks about the presentation and the smell. And but we make, but we still, because the company thing that comes in, if they ask for it, then we make it. Yes, adventures menu.
Oh, yeah.
This is adventures menu. Yes, that's why we, you know, put so that way if they want to try it.
Okay.
So that's why I'm redoing my menu. So I'm gonna put them as adventures menu.
Okay.
Because we don't want to scare them.
Yeah, we try to watch what we
because if they see a fish ahead. And then they see the squid on the seafood paella. Then they see the squid, the octopus. Ooh, you know. It's just like, then they don't want to come in. But we were trying to see, like, one a day. We were trying to organize, like, one day with the seafood. Like, you have, like, a bath. And just put this paper in there, and you know, all different kind of seafood, you know, the crab, you know, and so we're trying to see, you know, we're trying to make it more organized like that.
Make it look good.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm, you know, I think it would be best if we had it outside. Because at least, you know, when the smell of the seafood will smell inside here. Like, you know, we'd like to do like an outdoor singing, you know, and then in some seafood.
You know, back in Philippines.
Just one day, seafood day, you know.
You know, back in Philippines when I was young, I mean, I like to go out, you know, and we also do that. To the ocean. I mean, I see a lot of fish under there early in the morning. That's the best place to go to get fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the only, you know, because we get the fish here, it's already frozen. it's even though it's from Philippines, but it's frozen. But it's always really good to have the fish for people when it's right there after they got it from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can still see the fish.
I don't know if it's
there's a big difference about the taste.
I said I don't know if it's going to be, you know, if they will, you know, most Filipinos we eat with our food. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if, you know, it just be like we eat like in a banana leaf plate, and then, you know, I don't know if it's gonna work because of the health department. You know what I'm saying? Like you would just eat on a banana leaf, and then you know.
And that's not really.
No. And then you have to eat with your finger.
Yeah. But people, you know, sometimes in the U.S. are used to doing that with crab boils and that.
Yes, yes.
But it's not really part of the culture.
No. But our culture is, you eat on the banana leaf, and then the food is there, and then everybody eats.
Within,
you know, with the, you know, no utensils. No. You know, I think that would be something that we can do.
The only problem is it's a different culture here. It's very hard to introduce.
Why not?
Very, very hard.
But if you could do like a special meal,
and try the flat rate. Yes, just a flat rate with that thing, you know, for them to try.
I think
and then. And then they just say, you know, hey, if you're eating in a banana leaf, or then, you know, no fork or no utensils, you just have to eat with your finger.
And you can tell, you know, how many people
are in the house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, something, you know, it has to be different. You have to introduce something different. I mean, nothing that just like makes people excited to try. Like with a banana leaf, you know. You know, because I think because for them, they can cook it. They can cook the food. So
it's not that we're bringing down Filipino, but in business, you know, you have to get your target. I mean, you go to Chinese restaurant, do you see a lot of Chinese people eating in Chinese restaurant?
But if you do, then you know it's good.
That's right.
you know it's authentic.
Well, it's not that.
Yeah.
Oh, they eat here. You know, those people that traveling, but
yeah.
Not the one that live
no.
here.
Right. Well, I saw a lot of reviews of people who said they were Filipino and they were traveling and traveling.
Yes, when they traveled too. Yes, and they, you know, and then they were, you know, they love it. They just read a review. But if you say, well, them coming in, they just don't want to spend that much money on the, you know, because I thought if I can take it, that's what I spend on.
But
our target is American family.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really, you know, we're not living by just the Filipinos. That's why we don't introduce those things that Filipinos like. I mean, on the menu, because I don't want to go to
right.
I don't want to go to more. You know what I mean? So it's just we just have to, you know, our target, our market is you guys, you know, not them.
Well, it's interesting. Before I was here, I was in D.C., and right as I was leaving D.C., there was Filipino food was becoming trendy among white, more American D.C. young people.
Because there's a lot of Filipinos in D.C.
Exactly.
Maryland, you know, there's there's a lot of Filipinos in California. West Virginia and Ohio, Kentucky, they're not much Filipino. So, and even though they open up, like in Austin, there's a Hawaiian restaurant that opened it. But, you know, it only lasts 5 months. It only lasts 5 months. That's why we're so, you know, proud that we've been here almost 5 years. Because, you know, starting out, it's introducing Filipino food.
It's
hard for people to come.
Yeah.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of marketing, but you got word of mouth, that's the main
That's how we get marketing. It's through word of mouth.
Yeah. I mean, that's
how I heard
about it.
And social media.
See?
Yeah.
And social media. Facebook.
Yeah.
And Yelp. and Trip Advisor. You know, that's how we get them. Anything else, I don't advertise. It's just a word of mouth. I'm just depending on people telling people and then us following us on Facebook.
They bring more people.
Well, Facebook has like almost 4,000 followers.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I mean, they come back, they bring more people in.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
yeah.
Then the people they brought in, they bring more people.
That's why we introduced the buffet on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So that way people that never been here can taste every dish that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so then from them, then they'll see what they like.
Have you got
three stars. You know, yeah. Yes, that's
so sometimes that people having a bad day, you know, they come in, you know, they give a bad review and trip advice or things like that, that the food is disgusting, that even their dogs can't even eat, things like that. But they got bad days, and then they come back and try again, and they
review
change.
Us again, and then they said, you know,
yeah.
Then mm-hmm. they change.
But that seems particularly directed at a food that they all understand.
Right, exactly.
No, actually, it's the service. That's the only time they
come in with an idea in their head and then
they
try sometimes.
I'll be honest with you, if they haven't had a bad review,
the only thing that complains sometimes is we've been traveling and we can't find your place.
Yeah. Yes, because it's in that side.
Because it was used to be that.
Because that used to be that side. Mm-hmm. So that now I don't know how we can change it. My son changed it to Google, but still,
yes.
Because 1767, so it's still.
That's what I did for you when I
first came. It will take a year because this address has been what it used to be, the previous address. Because when you do something on GPS and things like that, it will take a year.
I wonder if we should just put the old address, maybe put the old address.
That's why
that's what in here. It used to be, this is 1743?
Mm-hmm. No. It will change. It's the same thing.
It just put you on that side, didn't it?
Because it's the same thing with all these new roads. You know, when you do a GPS, it will take you to the old road. It will take a year.
Supporting Filipino food, actually, you know, and some people just say,
yeah,
once you taste the Filipino food, then
and they will be inclined to be part of the community.
They
like
just don't want to taste. I don't know. Like, you know, yeah.
It's like, you know, we've been trying to be part of the community. Like, for example, during Veterans Day, we try to give the veterans some, you know, like, 10% discount or free meal or things like that.
Yeah, supporting us.
Yeah,
you know,
so, you know,
the community is supporting us, you know, for being a small business.
It's, I mean, because there's so much chain restaurant and they're part of it. But still, they still have a lot of people that they can put away. I mean, you cannot, it's hard to change them. If we don't know how we're going to change them sometimes. I don't know how we can be able to get them to try our food sometimes.
We had to try our ice cream too.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
The ice cream, is, you know, those are, you know, they were shipped all the way from California.
What are the flavors of them?
We have mango, mm-hmm. coconut, and the purple ice cream.
So what's the purple?
The purple is, actually is a taro. If you ever heard of taro root, like a potato, like a sweet yam, like a yam, it's just taro.
So is it related to a sweet potato or is it like a potato?
It's actually a purple yam. It's a yam.
It's a yam. It's a potato, right?
It's a purple yam.
Yeah, it's a potato.
Yeah.
Yam is a potato.
It's, yeah.
So it's sweet potato because it's a yam, right?
But it's
well, yam is actually just a sweet potato.
Yeah, this is the different.
But in the U.S. they call them.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's
but
like
the yam itself is purple color.
But it's not.
They don't put
it. They don't taste like a potato.
Yeah.
The ice cream don't taste like a potato.
I think I had
potato
in
the yogurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Or pizza in the restaurant has a potato shake.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
A lot of people were surprised when they tried. It's a guessing. You have
what's
to guess.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Oh, I don't know. I like all kinds of food. But, in Charleston, there's a really great place, you know, for Vietnamese favorite shop. They have some different bakery bread, really fast.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually
in South Charleston. How long have you been in this?
I don't know. Concession with that I think, but still, but you have to have the fulfiller of the English of the ice cream. Because, you know, you have to set up the ice cream and the concession. So what are the other
there's actually quite a few in the menu, but that's one reason why people think when they see our menu, they think it's Chinese, because I have teriyaki chicken, sweet and sour chicken, but because, you know, it's the name, teriyaki, but when they try it, they'll come back for more because it's different. I cook it different way. We have the curry, the chicken curry.
Yes, the curry. You know, the people.
There's a lot of people, very.
The curry, because it's like, how you say, it's spicy. It's a chicken breast curry.
Okay.
Like people, you know, like curry.
Right.
And
it's actually healthy food, because it's chicken breast and chicken coconut milk.
Mm-hmm. It's cooking coconut milk with breast.
And is it your own spice?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it's not on here.
And that's the thing. I mean, when people, you know, for years they've been here, people, they just took to one thing, what we call typical American. They get stuck with the adobo, the same thing they order, they don't want to try anything else.
Yeah, they're just stuck with teriyaki.
Whatever they get, they like, that's all they order all the time, no matter what. You try to introduce different things, they stick to what they want.
And some people like the curry.
Yep. There's a curry people, there's a teriyaki people, there's a sweet sour people, there's a adobo people, I mean, you name it.
And there's also beef, caldereta. It's like a stew, spicy stew.
Okay.
And it's how you introduce caldereta.
Caldereta is actually also, it was also like a Spanish stew. But we use different spices on it. That makes it spicy. And then it's basically like a stew, basically, but it's a little different than the stew because of the spices that we use. If you know, when you do a stew, this is tomato sauce. Tomato sauce, okay. This is a different kind of spices that we use. That's also from the Spanish.
It's a mix. It's a mix, a Filipino mix. It's not the, it's not the tomato paste. Well, we have that. A prepara, menudo. Menudo is a Spanish also, menudo. Like the, the menudo is the, not a thinner, the menudo.
Yeah.
I think that's what that Filipino warehouse. Yeah, he has to go there once a month, no problem, just to get the supply. The spices, some of the spices that, you know, that we need for, you know, for, and the noodles, you know, those noodles we have. You don't just get it in, well, I guess you can get it in Columbus, but it's cheaper if you need travel to, he's traveled to Maryland and get it, because he can get everything there. But in Columbus, he didn't get everything there. So he travels once a month just to get the supply. Over there?
In
Charleston, yes, yes. I think it's Indian, right?
Yeah, I think
Indian family owns it.
Yeah.
And you know, they also go, what I heard, is they also go to get some stuff from there, the world where we buy our stuff.
Uh-huh.
They also get the stuff right there, Filipino, yeah, the Filipino supply.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, they go there too. Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll take some photos of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Does it look good now? But
right.
I don't think it don't. Is that
I think
a? I don't think it looks good to me.
No.
Well, I think you. I know she's gonna take photos of it. I don't think that thing.
I think it
don't
good.
Look good on my. It won't look good on my picture.
Well, I was thinking to take it outside and use the natural light. Yeah, I can make it look good. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's just already cold. That's why.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, I mean. Well, I mean, can you so do you just that, or do you want something else also to take pictures?
Well, I was thinking I'd take your picture. I'd take a photo of food and. Maybe I'd get the ice cream.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The purple ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay. But see if you can make that look good.
I will.
because it's that's adobo, but, you know.
It's already fine.
I'm the one that's taking pictures in here, but then like that,
right.
I cannot make it look good. That don't look good, dog.
Well, I took one when I was here last time.
The regular phone?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I want it to turn
off here. So you guys have some Instagram?
That's what I had.
So that looks good.
Did you get that? Right?
That's your Instagram.
That's yours. That was when I was here 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's sweet and sour, but then what's that dark there?
I think that's just the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the sauce on the meat.
That's the sweet and sour, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what I got.
Huh?
I think that's what I got.
Uh-huh. That's, no.
Did I tag you guys in it?
Huh?
You don't have Instagram, don't you?
No. Yeah. Well, it says shooting to that food.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have an Instagram, so it's still in
best.
Oh,
yeah, see, I tag you right there. So that's yours, right?
Yeah! That's me. Yep. I mean, that's
so they can find it.
But,
People, well, I guess, I thought people commented. Maybe I posted on Twitter, too, and I think people.
I don't even have Twitter. I need to go sign up for Twitter, don't
you?
Huh?
It's helpful to have all of it. Some people are on Instagram, but not Twitter, and some people are on Twitter, and not Instagram.
So is there Japanese in here?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Mention Japanese, Spanish, Chinese,
It's more like all the part of Asian surrounding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just, you know, just, you know, the Mexican, because the burrito, the, you know, is just, you know.
It's all there. I mean, pretty much like that surrounding Asia.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Can you just,
worried about
I just, it looks dark.
It's just dark in here.
Yeah, I wouldn't think about that. But before I stop this, is there anything else you'd like to add?
The lichun was another traditional. Lichun, we have it on buffet. Lichun is like the pork shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pork shoulder?
Yeah, actually it's a roast pig.
It's a roast pig that has the skin on and stuff. That, you know, that's
the Filipino like the skin, crunchy. That's what they like.
Yeah.
Especially there's a lot of festival going on in Philippines. Like
they like that.
They always do that, the whole pig. Which I tried that here. We've been trying that. We got a cooker that, you know, we do that. But the only problem is it's hard to get a nice pig. I mean,
yeah.
Let me just have. Can you just have them make her a fresh one?
No, I don't want to make you that.
Huh?
I don't want to have you make another one.
But I want it to look good in the picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not tough. It's my, you know, it's my son, he's a photographer. He owns SST Images.
Oh, okay.
And he sold that, you know.
Well, I will.
Huh?
I think I will make sure it looks good. But
huh?
If you want to replace it, but I think it looks good. It's just going to be like, yeah, I have my nice camera too.
Huh?
I have my nice camera that I need. I'll look, I'll see what the, what kind of food that you want me to have the pictures of. Well, I don't want to make you make more food. You know, whatever you have, I'll take pictures of, or I could come back to the pictures, whatever you want. But I was just thinking, you saw our website, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have some profiles of people in the interview, so I was taking photos that I put on our website.
Okay.
And you too, and confused and whatever.
Yes.
So whatever you want to do, but I don't want to make you
make you want to, you know, you want us to have pictures?
Yeah.
With the girl?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, with my cook and stuff?
Sure.
Yeah?
Or just, I can just see you too, and,
huh?
You could go outside and I could take it on the porch with her, or something like that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you can take a picture of us in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, because I will. So that way they can be also in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just, what I can do is, you know, maybe take the pork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe say it won't look dry. Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that looks good.